This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
What are some lightning safety tips to follow if you're outside and you hear thunder and there's nowhere to go? What do you do? And is lightning really that dangerous? They say you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery. Well, we don't know if that's true. We're about to find out. My guest is Dr. Deborah Mulligan. She's pediatric emergency medicine physician. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mulligan. So lightning, I heard that lightning causes more deaths a year than tornadoes and hurricanes combined. Is that true to you? Think?
Well, you know, it depends too on what state you're living in. Certainly around Ohio, around the Great Lakes, and also in a state of Florida where we are here, it is very true. We are the lightning capital of the country. So it depends on your geographic location, but yes, that's a true statement depending on where you are.
Now, you had a recent run-in with sort of a lightning bolt, and you, thank goodness, are here to speak about it today, but it can be quite scary, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm your gal for having that direct experience. About a month ago, I was out running, and it started to rain, and the sky filled, and it had that look that when you live in these environments, you know that there's the potential for thunder and lightning. And so I was running back to the house to get inside before there was any problem. And as I was literally leaping up the entry step to the front door, blue flash, high heat went right by my cheek, hit the wall of the house, blew out a big chunk of the wall, and shot out the electrical. So the alarm went off and the lights went out. And it was pretty scary. Had it been a few seconds earlier, I probably wouldn't be on the phone with you right now.
That's terrifying. I mean, because it's, first of all, you know, there's not much more powerful things in the whole world than lightning, than a lightning strike. I mean, even in that movie, Back to the Future, it was lightning that got him able to go back. But, you know, it's such a powerful force. It's unpredictable. It's not anything we can control or do anything about. So what do you want people to know? What if, let's just start with the, because they say when a thunder roars, go indoors. But what if you can't? What if you're outside somewhere at a soccer field, something? What do you do?
Yeah, great point. Let's just go over some myths and some things you should and then things you shouldn't do. So number one, be aware, just as I was, I probably saved my own life being aware that there's weather whirling in and it's time to go inside. So go indoors. You quoted the phrase, when thunder roars, go indoors. That's exactly what you need to do. And safe shelters means homes, offices, shopping centers, hardtop vehicles with the windows rolled up. Crouch close to the ground. If you can't get inside and you're just suddenly surrounded, crouch down and separate. That means not laying flat. People think they're supposed to lie down on the ground. Do not do that because lightning causes electric currents along the top of the ground that can be deadly for as far away as 100 feet from where you are. So crouching down is the best if you're caught in that kind of situation. Separate from other people. If there's a bunch of groups of people, separate out. It will reduce the number of injuries if the lightning strikes that ground. And then things not to do, and of course this involves kids on baseball fields, golfers in their golf carts. Do not stay in open vehicle structures or spaces. That means do not stay seated on top of your motorcycle or in a golf cart or in a convertible or in a baseball dugout. You need to get into a safe environment. Oftentimes on golf courses, the alarm will sound and the golfers go under a tree. Do not go under a tree. That is not a safe place. Get indoors. When the kids, when my little guys is in a Little League baseball, they have the alarms go off. The children know to immediately get off the field and go indoors, not the dugout. And do not stay near tall structures like, as I mentioned, trees. Lightning can travel through any metal wires or bars. As you heard in my own story, it hit the wall, went through the metal and the electrical, blowing out the alarm. So be careful to avoid areas such as that. And then inside, you know how people always talk about stay off the phone? It's true for corded phones. Those are not safe, and you need to avoid using them. Do not touch them. You can use cell phones away from windows or cordless phones. And then, of course, stay away from the windows, the doors, the porches, like where I was, or anything concrete when you're inside.
What about showers? People always say, don't take a shower if it's lightning outside.
Yeah, you know why that is true? You shouldn't be bathing, doing shower, or washing dishes because, believe it or not, it is possible for lightning to travel through a building's plumbing. So that's also good advice.
Wow, you know, you don't even think about that so much. And, you know, we have alarms here where I live, and you hear the sirens go off. And then if the sirens go off, they won't let the kids out of school or camp until a parent comes and gets them, you know, if lightning is spotted in the area. So, I mean, it's something that people take for granted, Dr. Mulligan. I think they do. They take it for granted. But how terrifying and powerful. So when you're outside, when you say crouch, do you mean curl up in a ball on the ground? Or do you just mean sort
of
duck down?
Flat. Yes. So you're curling up in a ball, just feet and knees together, curled up, just as if you were hiding from a big bear, the same kind of crouching, with your head tucked and hands over your ears, so that you're down low and you're minimizing contact with the ground. And, you know, you realize I've always been in trauma centers, and I hate to be the bearer of all these terrible stories, but just to illustrate, when you do not listen to the alarms, what can go wrong? There's a beautiful child, an 8-year-old girl, who was out in one of these fields, and they didn't get her off the field soon enough. And unfortunately, the ground, the lightning hit the ground, and the electrical impacted her body that it literally wiped out her bone marrow. And she was lucky to survive it all. So, yes, it needs to be heeded. When those alarms go off, heed the alarms. Go inside and wait until the all clear.
Now, you say not in an uncovered vehicle, because I think golfers right away, and golf is a good one for you to have brought up, because it tends to be, there's usually people out there at some point when that happens. Don't go by a tree, because what, trees are tall, so there's more subject to getting hit, and then it travels down the tree. And what about the golf cart? I thought if you're in one, maybe you're a little bit more protected from downward.
Right, so the tree is a nice, easy location for the lightning to strike, so it's not good for you to be right there where it's going to be a tall object that's going to be easy target for the lightning, which is why you don't want to stay there. And then, you know, the golf carts are open and they're not protective. So you're right, golfers, especially the avid ones who aren't like me, where my last name lets me do a bunch of extra strokes as a mulligan. But, you know, most golfers are very serious about their game, and they have a tendency to ignore the alarms, but that's not wise at all. It's best to be safe. You can always pick up your game later. Everyone's off the field. There's time to go back and finish your game.
That's great advice from Dr. Deborah Mulligan about lightning safety. It's something that we don't really think enough about, and the safety factors, but lightning causes more deaths a year than tornadoes and hurricanes combined. And depending on where you live, as Dr. Deborah Mulligan says, she lives in the lightning capital of the country. She almost got hit herself, but her smart ideas and things that she just told you here are what probably saved her own life. So remember, if you hear those sirens, don't take it for granted. You don't need that extra stroke. Take the mulligan.
There you go.
That's right. And so take these safety advice very, very seriously. Lightning is nothing to mess around with. Thanks so much for listening, and you're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, and if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand, or on the go at RadioMD.com. You can listen on iHeartRadio or download the segments on iTunes. Share them with your friends. Put them on Facebook. That way we spread this great information all around. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.